Conversation 2. I didn't see you in creative writing class today. What happened?
Oh, just a dentist appointment. That's all. Say, did we get a new assignment for next week?
Yeah, a really interesting one, actually. We're supposed to write a short story that has some sort of limitation or constraints imposed on it.
What do you mean? Like rhyming in a poem?
Well, that'll be an idea. But what we write has to be prose, like prose poetry. Just to make rhyme in a poem is too easy, I guess. I think Professor Elliot really wants to challenge us, to put our creativity to the test.
Well, did she give any hints about what she has in mind?
Not really, but I may have an idea of the kind of thing she's looking for. I just finished a really strange book by some French guy. He wrote the whole book without even using a single E.
A whole book without a single E? How is it possible? But wait a minute. I didn't know you can read French.
I can't. I read the English translation. But get this. There's not one E in that either.
No way. Think of the words you couldn't use.
I know, but that translator manages it. I got the book at home if you want to check out for yourself. What's really amazing to me is that leaving E in French is no easy job, and doing it in English is going to involve a complete different group of words. It's a real work of mind.
Sometime you have to show me that book, but right now I'd better get going on the writing for next week.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What are the speakers assigned to write?
Why did the man mention a book by a French author?
25. What point does the man make about the letter E?